Hey there, my name is Sam Okus. I am the editor-in-chief at Nation's Restaurant News, bringing you a very special edition of the Extra Serving podcast. That's right, this week we are thrilled to go live with NRN's Top 500 list, giving you a definitive look at restaurant chain performance in 2020. We have partnered with Data Central and its Firefly 500 platform on this year's Top 500, and it is chock full of insights that can help you benchmark your own brand's performance and strategize for the year ahead. But we are not stopping there. To dig in just a little deeper on how brands fared in 2020, each day this week, right here on the Extra Serving feed, we are going to provide you with an exclusive interview with a brand leader on how they managed to succeed in 2020 and how they're emerging from the pandemic even stronger than before. These snapshots of success give you exclusive access to the winning strategies that are helping restaurant companies navigate uncharted waters, and hopefully we'll provide you with the ideas for tackling challenges you face in your own business. Stay tuned for more snapshots of success, not only every day this week, but also in the coming weeks and months ahead as we explore what exactly went right for those brands that closed 2020 with positive stories to tell. So be sure to subscribe to the Extra Serving podcast on Spotify, Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts, and we will be feeding you with those stories, with those interviews, with executives from some of the top 500 brands. Also, be sure to head to NRN.com to catch up on all of our top 500 coverage, including a robust data package with sales and unit count information for the nation's top 500 chain restaurants. And now, let's roll into today's Snapshots of Success interview from NRN's 2021 Top 500.
Hi, this is Joanna Fantozzi, Associate Editor with Nation's Restaurant News. For the latest episode of Snapshots of Success from NRN's Top 500 Restaurants Report, we spoke with Clean Juice co-founder CEO Landon Eccles and Chief Branding Officer Kat Eccles. Despite the challenges of the pandemic, Clean Juice grew both their unit count and revenue in 2020 by double-digit percentages. Thank you so much, guys, for being here.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Kind of a broader overview. What do you think made Clean Juice stand out in 2020?
I would say the first thing that comes to my mind with that question is probably our owner engagement. We're a predominantly franchise system, so 90% of our units are franchise owned and operated. And most of those owners are single or, at max three unit owners. So our owners were really able to be involved. They're really able to be in their stores every day, do the hard things, the hard tasks that came about from that. So to me, that's what really got us through, was just our amazing ownership groups just really hunkering down and getting back to basics and doing what they need to do at the unit level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Obviously you guys had some big sales wins in 2020. And kind of what I find so fascinating is that people were saying that last year was the year of the indulgent comfort food. Everyone was all about fried chicken and pizza and everything, possibly to deal with the stress of lockdowns. So how do you kind of explain the real popularity of your helpful selections over the past year?
Well, I would say that, like Kat mentioned, the reason why our units did really well is because our owners were engaged. But I would say as well that it's products that we're offering. No one else offers a certified organic juice, smoothie, acai bowl, wrap, salad, like we do across the nation. And so we have that national footprint at this point where we're offering products that I think, while there was some indulgence, and I think that there was certainly, we see some of the bigger pizza brands having historical sales, but also there's been a ton of people who are really focused more now than ever on their health and wellness. And it all, we believe that health starts with your diet and exercise. And so if we can play a role in that, we do it by offering, truly healthy products where we're not adding sugar. And I think if anything, this pandemic just woke people up to the fact that, they can take their health really into their own hands by what they're choosing to eat. And you saw a lot of that. And so I think that's why our system did so well as well.
You mentioned the strong relationship that you guys have with your franchisees, and that a lot of them are smaller operators, have one or two units. So how do you think, kind of in more detail, how do you think strong franchising contributed to your success last year?
I think, like I said, I think our owners just really believe in the brand. I think, you know, Landon and I actually sit down and meet with every single owner that comes through on discovery days just to get to talk to them and hear their heart. And many of them have the same stories that this is really personal for them. It's about health and it's about changing their lifestyle. And a lot of them have gone through this, you know, huge shift in their lifestyle. Like we have McDonald's owners that stopped eating McDonald's and now they're eating, you know, clean and organic. And just, I mean, every owner has a story like that. So they're just really dedicated. You know, they really believe in what we do and the products that we offer, and they know that they're doing something for their community. So, you know, come hell or high water, they're not letting their door close because they really, it's, you know, it's more personal. It's more intimate to them than, you know, maybe wrapping up a burrito and sending it off. So I think kind of from a philosophical or an emotional point, that's where our owners really walk in.
And we've built our team at the home office really around the franchisee, right? We're a franchise support network or home office, and that's really what we call ourselves. So everyone at our office understands that our franchisees are what make this business go. And so they're there to, you know, answer any questions. I feel like even though our office closed last year for a couple months, through the really tough part of the pandemic, where there was a lockdown, we actually never felt closer to our owners just by all the video conferencing that we did, all the telecommunications that we did, the emails. We were just so hyper focused on communicating with them that, you know, even though we were physically not together, we were all together just in, you know, around the brand and wanting it to be successful. So it was our team, it was our franchisees, and really just, you know, how we built this business.
Mm-hmm. And I think too, like our finance team really worked with all of our owners to get their PPP loans and make sure that went correctly. That was a huge piece of what we did last year. We have been blessed enough that we had just launched third-party delivery. So we were already on some of those channels, which really helped carry us through when people were home. And we started some new kind of programs, like we did a buy and blend where people could come in and buy, you know, just the frozen fruit and the smoothies and then blend them at home so they could last a week. So we just tried to get as creative as we could and just give as many opportunities for owners to continue their revenue and keep their doors open. And most of our owners did, you know, stay open for the length of the pandemic and, you know, are now really reaping the benefits of that. So.
And you mentioned the differentiation through your menu where, I mean, obviously there are other smoothie chains out there, but that you kind of offer organic options and kind of how do you use your menu to sort of stand out from the fray?
Yeah, so that was always the biggest thing for me from when we started back in 2014 when we were kind of ideating and even looking at some of the franchise opportunities. None of them were organic. And I said, well, I'm not going to drink the products if we open something that's not organic. And Landon was like, well, that makes no sense. So I said, you know, this is something I do every day. And I really believe in the importance of organic fruits and vegetables. And I really have culpability in offering the best product if we're declared, you know, if we're saying we're healthy, I want to be the absolute best healthy we can be. So we're definitely the only national chain that offers that. And I think it really helps us stand apart from the people that are, you know, just really wanting to make a change. And we try to use as many low sugar options as possible. We don't have any, you know, any added sugars. If we want to sweeten with anything, we just use fruit, honey, maple syrup, or dates. We don't have any agave or sugar or cane sugar. So just really keeping our menu clean, you know, clean juice is important to us. And I think people that are beginning to understand their own health and wellness understand how important that is.
We also offer cold pressed juices at every single one of our locations. And with the cold pressed juice, we make that on site at every single location. So it's not mass produced in some warehouse. It's made fresh. It's made locally. And I think our guests really appreciate that because they're getting the freshest, truly organic, right? Because we're USDA certified organic, where we're audited to make sure that all the stuff that we're buying is organic materials to make our products. So we have the juices, we have smoothies, but then we also, about 40% of our sales is actually food items. So if somebody doesn't want a juice or a smoothie, we offer wraps and toasts and salads. And so I think that just that overarching, you know, the menu that we serve is really what attracts all different walks of life. Mm-hmm.
And can you tell me a bit about how you leaned into technology over the past year? I know that you guys launched a new app, I believe, last summer.
Yeah, that was a big thing for us. You know, luckily we had started that project before the pandemic was what it was. But we were able to launch it in, I think, June or July of last year. And it's just been incredibly well received by our guests. We've had hundreds of thousands of downloads of that app. It's more than just ordering. They can obviously order and have clean juice delivered to their door, but they can order for pickup. They can order for curbside delivery. They can also access our podcast. Kat and I have a podcast that we do that's been downloaded now more than 100,000 times, and they can access it right there. They can learn about the benefits of organic. They can order catering through our app. So it's really what my VP of marketing would call a culture hub for clean juice. And so it's, you know, it's just beautifully designed and well received. The guys at Lunchbox did a really, really nice job with it. But like Kat had mentioned, you know, we also do third-party deliveries through Uber Eats and DoorDash. That's been a huge part of our success. We also launched ordering right through our website, and we've redone our website, which is just beautiful. And so, you know, through all the different technology offerings that we have, about 35% of our sales come through those different channels. And that's very high. And we're proud of that because it means that we're giving our guests more options to order clean juice how they want.
We also started using a review compilation
generator.
Yeah. So all of the reviews for every location go into one place, so the owners can go in and see them, and they get a rating, and the guest gets a text afterwards and asks how their experience was. So I also think that was a huge tool that we added last year that we don't talk about enough, just because it really gives us at an individual store level a snapshot of how our guests are feeling and how they think it's going. It gives them a chance to express anything that went wrong or anything that went great. And so I think that was something that really helped us, because, you know, sometimes you're just guessing and you're just trying to look at sales, and sales don't always tell the true picture. So I think that that's something that really helped us as well.
Oh, that's super interesting. So talking about kind of more broadly, what do you think it took to become an industry leader during the pandemic?
I think that just the national presence that we built with our footprint of stores, you know, we're open and operating now in 26 different states. And so that's, you know, that's the majority at this point, which is nice. And so we're building that national presence. No one's offering the quality that we are on a national scale. The fact that our social channels, you know, Instagram and Facebook, et cetera, have, you know, hundreds of thousands of followers at this point has been big, and we get a lot of engagement there and on those platforms. And then our podcast too, you know, just being able to, we don't just talk about food, you know, and organic. We talk about all different ways, you know, that one can be healthy in their life, whether it's through exercise or through,
anything, functional medicine,
right,
or chiropractor, or emotional stresses, it's
infrared
everything.
Sauna, mm-hmm. Things like that. And so we bring in really accredited national guests on there to talk with our listeners around, you know, different ways to be healthy. And so I think that, you know, what we've done is that we really want to be an authority in this space. And we feel like because we are going the extra efforts to procure and source the best quality ingredients that we can to make the best menu that we can, we have a responsibility to talk about what all, you know, the different things that we do means. And so I think our guests are interested in that.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you're less of just a restaurant company and more of a industry leader and media brand as well, sort of, and the lifestyle.
Yeah, lifestyle for sure. I think we've always, since the beginning, even when we were one little store, I can remember we said we really wanted to just and capture that lifestyle and teach people about health and wellness. And so much of it's not even what we know. That's why we started the podcast, is I'm like, I get to have all these amazing conversations every day with guests or franchise owners or employees or people that have testimonies or knowledge or doctors, or just, you know, we're surrounded by people that have all this knowledge about wellness. I'm like, we have to share this because it's not just for me. It's such great information that needs to be out there. And we just get, you know, we're privy to it because of what we do. But, you know, that was really important to me just with starting the podcast and just really being that lifestyle brand. And we have apparel that says cool and funny stuff. And, you know, we really, a lot of our guests are, it's almost like a Starbucks, like, they come in and the employees know their names and they're there every single morning, and they really rely on us for being a part of their life and a part of their day. So I think that we take, you know, pride and we know how important that is. And so I think we love being a lifestyle brand in that way.
Yeah.
And how do you, how would you say your strategy kind of evolved over the course of the pandemic, let's say from March 2020 through the end of last year?
Well, it's funny. I remember day one, it was actually, my birthday was March 14th. So I think lockdown was like the 16th or 17th. There's like, it was all happening right around then. But, you know, we of course closed our office, and then actually all of our home office employees went and worked in stores. So we really wanted the stores to know that they were support, because, you know, we have the ability to close our office, but the stores, we were an essential business. So they stayed open and our employees were in there. So our entire home office staff went into the stores. And that was actually really cool for us too, because we don't get to do that a lot. So we really started to gain an understanding of what's going on at that store level, what the employees have to go through every day, how hard it is for them, you know, how much work it is for them, and how we could support them better moving forward. So that was kind of our first strategy. And, you know, like I said, we came up with the buy and blend, and we really just wanted to make sure we were supporting everyone to stay open. And after that, you know, we reopened our office a few months in, and we really dug into the PPP stuff and really supporting our owners there. And, you know, it was an emotional time. It was an emotional time for everyone. And, I think now we kind of feel a little bit back to normal. And things are cruising forward, and, you know, luckily our same store sales are up, you know, almost double digits, which is really great and really exciting. But I think at this point, we're just trying to create a feel of normalcy, whether that's new normal or old normal, and just excitement to be back out there and be back out in the world and what we have to offer. Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say are the biggest lessons that you've learned from the challenges over the past year?
Communication is and always will be the most important part of any business that has people in it, right? Which is every business. And so, you know, we have basically three different groups that we look at of people that we communicate with. We communicate with our guests, we communicate with our franchise partners, and we communicate with our staff. And so we have to make sure we are fully aligned on what those messages are, and to make sure there's no confusion. And, you know, as easy as that sounds, it's very challenging. And so, you know, we're just, you know, blessed with all the different options of communication that have been, you know, really used over the last year through Zoom and email and, you know, video conferencing, and just the fact that we've been able to get our office, you know, open and get people physically back together again has been a big blessing too. And so I would say that, you know, communication is number one, most important. And then just staying true to your values and, you know, just knowing who you want to be to the world and, you know, what you want to offer is, you know, is really important. I think that we can't be everything to everybody, and we're okay with that. But we know what we want to be, and we want to be a brand that offers something, that's, you know, truly healthy in a really transparent way. Because we care a lot about our guests and what they're eating and, you know, how they feel. And so, you know, I'd say for me, those are the two biggest things.
Yeah. And I just think, you know, you hear it all the time, but tying yourself to a mission and dedicating your life and your work to something that you believe in, I think became, even more important to, you know, not even just us, but our employees and our franchise owners and just all the people that are involved with Clean Juice. I think we really saw how dedicated they are and how much they believe in what we're doing. And I think that's what carried us through, without a doubt. So.
And like I said at the beginning, so many restaurants we've seen had shutter units, shutter kind of underperforming units, but you guys grew last year by double digit percentages. So could you tell me kind of what you think contributed to that expansion and kind of where you guys want to go next?
I think that people fundamentally believe that health and wellness is the future, and that when you look at COVID and who COVID really affected negatively, it was people with underlying health issues that were, you know, that they, you know, kind of evolved into through a lifestyle. And so I think that people that generally they've kind of woken up and say, wow, I can, you know, if I'm watching what I'm eating, if I'm exercising, if I'm living a healthier lifestyle, I probably have a better chance of fighting off disease. And I don't think that that's going to slow down. And so I think that that's, you know, that's where the future is. And I think that not only from the guest side, but franchisees are seeing that too. They want to invest in businesses that are of the future. And I think that Clean Juice is, you know, it's the brand of the future for sure. just in what we're offering. When we first opened, we were told we were a little bit ahead of our time, and we were okay with that because we knew that, you know, it was a growing category and that people would really come around what we're offering. And our products taste great too. Sometimes people hear healthy or they hear organic and they think it's going to be bad tasting, but our products are really, really tasty. They're really good. And so I think that, you know, that's where people want to invest their money. And, you know, over the last 12 months, we've awarded more franchises than we ever have in a 12-month period. And so it's not just me guessing, it's looking at the numbers and saying, hey, people are interested in this and they want to invest in health and wellness. And we're happy to be a part of that.
And finally, I think I would ask, based on what you've learned over the past year, what would you say are your goals moving forward next year, next 5 years?
We want to keep adding incredible franchise partners to our system. We're very focused on that part of the business. Keep evolving our menu. We want to offer something that everyone can come in and enjoy, whether it's a, you know, all veggie green juice or a fruity smoothie or, a buffalo chicken sandwich. We have that too. All organic, you know, no bad ingredients in there, but we want to continue to expand that. And that's a big focus of ours. The technology piece is very important, making sure that we are where our guests are. And, you know, we never want to lose sight of that. And so I think the team is focused around that mission. And, you know, I think the future is very bright for Clean Juice.
Okay, great. I think that's all the questions I have. Kat and Landon, thank you so much for talking to me this afternoon. We're excited to include you guys in our top 500 profiles.
Thank you so much. We're so happy to be here.